Well, the Better Business Bureau is partnering with FINRA, known as the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and we are going to educate the general public on how to avoid investment fraud and local scams. And this would be our telemarketer scams, the email scams, the postal office scams, meaning the stuff that you get, the junk mail, if you will, and that kind of thing, and how to avoid risky investments.
What does FINRA do, and how are they involved?
They are basically the federal government arm to ensure that America's 90 million investors are protected.
And how big a problem are risky investments and unlicensed brokers, that sort of thing? How big a problem are those in this area?
It's a pretty big problem. We do receive calls on a regular basis, actually from our senior population, saying, oh, this nice gentleman called me and he asked me for my credit card information or my checking account information because he wants to take my life savings and he wants to invest it for me so that way I'm well taken care of as well as my family. And unfortunately, this happens on a regular basis.
And that's with seniors, but your research has shown that one of the primary targets for people committing this type of fraud are baby boomers who say they're very confident about managing their finances. Why are they targets?
That's because they often will have a financial planner in hand or they'll have somebody else handling their money. So when they get these phone calls and there's trigger words or there's trigger phrases that are used, they don't often pay attention because they usually have somebody else handling their money. So when they're approached on their phone, they'll say key words that'll trigger the conversation. And they'll think, well, you know, I know somebody else is handling my money, but maybe this person can help me out better. And they fall into that trap.
So it's kind of a, I ought to know better, but I really don't. Is that the scenario?
That's often the case. And it's kind of scary when you think about it, especially as our population begins to get a little older, is older right now, because we do have quite a few baby boomers, and there's some up-and-coming baby boomers, our parents, our grandparents, our uncles, our aunts, and that kind of thing. They're on their own. They want to be independent. They don't want our family members to worry. Unfortunately, there are some scammers out there, and there's some people that are looking to take advantage of situations.
What's the cost to participate and who can attend?
We have the best price available, Matt. It's free.
Ah.
You can't beat that. And we do have some times coming up in March. We have March 3rd, March 10th, and March 22nd at three different locations through the Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. We do have more information upcoming on my blog. And this is not just for our senior citizens, who we do like dearly, but this is also relevant for caregivers, family members, and anyone who is interested in keeping their personal information safe. The sessions do last for an hour, followed by a question and answer period.
You can find out how to get more information about the Better Business Bureau Cincinnati fraud presentations on our website at wnku.org under local news. Sandra Guile, thank you.
You're very welcome.